Bismillah. When Allah Ta'ala gives you something, you will make use of it. You got air condition, why not you put it on? Why you must suffer? You making ibadat? And you want to be comfortable in ibadat? Allah gave it to you, make use of it. Clothing also, if Allah gives you, wear the best clothing. No one stops you. Wear the best clothing. Food also. Allah Ta'ala give you food, eat the best food. Some people misunderstand. They have food there, they must have read in a book somewhere, some kitab, some huzuk. His heart was like this, that you know, he ate some dry food, or there's no food at all. So there's no time to put water in the food. They have read somewhere. Ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala. Ungrateful. Allah gives you something, make use of it. All that you can do, you can make use of it. And before namaz, you put air conditioner, house nice, okay? Namaz usually para. So when Allah Ta'ala gives you something and it brings you more closer to Allah Ta'ala, like bringing cold water, a lot of people drink warm water, hot water. Ready? Hot water. Ajeeb Abdullah Rahmatullah Ali, he gave advice for the Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali. They go, thanda pani. Drink cold water. When you drink cold water, dil se thanda. Try it. You want to say, try it. Take cold water. Drink one sip. Alhamdulillah, dil se. Who said that? Hazrat said. Everything, you know, even pride must not come. The only thing, pride must not come. You can have the best food. When I have the best clothing, when I have the best house, everything. But pride must not. Pride means not to look down, to look down at someone. To look down. The moment you look down at someone, then they lost everything. Are you wearing beautiful clothing? The person comes next to you. He's wearing tattered and torn clothing. You look down at him. Alas, you lost everything. This is very important. Eat the best. Wear the best, do everything the best, but do not forget Allah. You mustn't have pride. My husband always said, "Achcha khana, khub achcha khana, aur khub mehnat bhi karo. Eat the best, but make mehnat too. But not overeat. But not overeat. Stomach full, not heart full." The moment you felt that you ate, finished khalas, thereafter now you see another piece, something else coming there. So no, let me eat that too. Your stomach is full. Now your heart is saying, let's take more. That you must not do. You ate that much, eat that. Khalas. That much control you must have. So these things we are lacking today. Sometimes we go to somewhere and while some food came out, you ate that, alhamdulillah. You didn't see the menu. Everyone looks at menu nowadays. But no menu came. All of a sudden he had a good meal. Something else came there. Not supposed to eat. So if you keep a person happy, take it to a small piece. But when you overdo it, then that is the problem. Your nafs must not overtake you. Your nafs must not overtake you. You must eat what is called stomach, not heart. Today's topic is Dunya ki Muhabbat. The root of all evils is the love of the world. The root of all evil is love of the world. This love of the world has caused people to go to court. The love of the world has caused this that we broke husband and wife. The love of the world has brought this condition that brothers and sisters are not talking to each other. The love of the world has brought this condition that you find that a person is prepared not to follow the command of Allah. You're not concerned with halal and haram. In these days you come to realize The love of the world gone to that extent that when a person has been told that, listen, this is how the law of Allah is, and the husband made a mistake or the wife made a mistake, let's forget that and let's follow the law of Allah. They're not prepared to. They're not prepared to. That itself shows that how much of love of Allah, the love of the world has got. In other words, they're prepared. Some people go to that extent that when you face Allah, we'll decide what to say. What a thing to say. It's frightening to talk like that. But they say like this. Why the love of the world? You can explain to them, you can do everything. Our case is coming every day. Husband passed away. He had a friend. That friend, Vichara, they had a partnership. No one knows about it. The wife gives him nothing. Khalas. Only for one reason is because why? Love of the world. The love of the world. When love creeps into a person's heart, Allah must protect us. You know, this heart is like a ship. His heart is like a ship. As long as the ship is staying in the water, don't go inside, it won't sink. Likewise, his heart is for Allah Ta'ala. Heart is for Allah. No one else. The moment you allow everything else to go into impurities with his heart, then you must know the heart loses its value. This heart is only for Allah Ta'ala, it can be for no one else. So the ship is like a ship. As long as the ship is sailing, no water goes in, the ship will sail. Likewise, the heart will remain good as long as the impurity don't go. So how important it is that one should know this, for the love of the world, what it gets a person to. Then does not know what is haram and haram. It does not concern any at all. And you know, the world comes in different colors to a man. Different colors it comes. All kind of colors it comes. All the beautiful colors it shows. The wonders of the world it shows. That when a person gets caught up in this wonderful world, colors of this world, then you know, he becomes rebellious to the law of Allah Ta'ala. You don't want to follow the law of Allah Ta'ala because the colors are so well. Like a woman, you know. A woman. When she begins to brighten herself up, beautify herself, she braids her head whole day. How to keep myself beautiful? She all her time is spent on only one thing, how to keep myself beautiful. She do all kind of things to make sure that I'm beautify myself. She puts her looks in the mirror, all her time she looks in the mirror. And how am I looking? How am I doing? That's all the time. That's how the world is. When a man gets world in him, he behaves like that. How do you want to beautify himself in every way? The house that I have in me, I must make sure that that house must be beautified all the time. Whatever you got in that house, you will not satisfy with the more and more. The most difficult. So to the love of the world brings three things, four things in it. What's the cause of it? One is pride. Pride. Once pride comes, you know, the love of the world has come, the pride on the show, I am someone. Second, our jealousy. You know, that person must not be like me. He's got that thing, I must be more ahead of him. That's why Nabi Karim said, look at people lower than you, not higher than you. The people of the world, Nabi Karim said, make sure very good, look at those people lower than you, not higher than you. Because the moment you look at people lower than you, you begin to appreciate Allah Ta'ala's every ni'mat. Because you begin to think that I got legs, that I got no legs at all. I got shoes, that I got no shoes at all. I got a home, that got no home at all. I got clothing like this, that person has not that much clothing. I got a car, that person has no car at all. Everything you look at a person lower than you, Nabi concerned, as far as the world is concerned. But the deen is concerned, look at a person higher than you. No one does that. That person in tahajjud namaz, let me also be tahajjud namaz. That person in two Qur'an, let me three Qur'ans. If that person is so close to Allah, let me become more close to Allah. So how he gave an example, he said, look at the people who are lower than you, as far as the world is concerned. Then everything that you have in you, you will be very content. Contentment is very important. When you become content, that means you know you become more close to Allah. You will make shukr to Allah. But the moment you lose this contentment, you become ungrateful because you look at people higher than you. Once you look at people higher than you, then you never reach anywhere. One Muslim's name I forgot now, very famous. In the beginning, he was living with the people of the high standard because of very rich he was. He saw that person literally reach more high than him too. He never reached high anyway. He was become like a miserable. Life becomes, when you begin to look at people higher than you, your life becomes miserable because there's no end to it. There's no end to it. Abdullah ibn Mubarak Rahmatullah Alayhi. And thereafter, one day he decided that that's not the answer. Let me look at people lower than me. And when he began to look at people lower than him, then what happened? It so happened that he became so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He began to thank Allah for the food Allah gave him. Everything Allah gave him, began to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what it is, that when it comes to love of the world, but not creep into your heart. Use the best, eat the best, do everything the best, but do not come to heart. So do not become like that woman, you know, who all the time beautifying herself to make herself beautiful all the time. Like man, likewise, man also in this world has become so, you know, engrossed in the world to that extent that if he looks at the house is everything in order. No, this is not right, let me put that right. Let me put that house down, then there I put the house up again. All the money because of the money. Let me, this clothing is not good for me, that clothes not good for me. The ladies are the same too. They don't themselves with all the jewelry. Everything, not this too little for me. The love is that, you know, I went to that wedding. I saw that woman was so dawned up, let me become one dawned also become. So all that what they are doing is the love of the world. The love of the world is nothing else. And the Sahaba Ikram did not believe in that. Did not believe in the love of the world. He said, stay in the world in a position that your heart will be Allah. You can maybe eat the best, do everything in this world, but your heart must be what? Allah. In other words, the hereafter. Whatever you do in the world must be prepared for the hereafter. Prepared for the hereafter. So just imagine the love of the world brings about pride in you, bring about jealousy in you, bring about anger in you, bring about all kinds of things that is very, very bad. And in the end, you know, even that person who works so hard. I know so many people, you know, when I was driving one day, I was just driving around. Maulana, you know, this man, he is building his house, but he passed away. Maulana, this man, this police, I said, this is giving me a funny. How hard he worked to make bring that thing up. How much of money he spent to bring that thing up, but he's not going to see it. Is there no lesson for us? One lesson. He became funny. The reality of man, he comes to realize, he must know this problem. No matter what you are doing, the end result is you will diminish. So why don't you prepare for the hereafter? Live in the world till that time, for the time you live in this world, work hard to death. Man is so greedy today. You know the love of the world brings greed in you. The more you got, it's so little. The more you got, it's so little. You got 10 levels, you know what, like Nabi Karim so said, that if you got 2 valleys of gold, you want third one too. You know what the meaning of valley? Valley is the water that flows all the time. Nabi Karim, what an example he gave, he said valley. The valley means no water comes down, flowing all the time. So the world is still, the gold is flowing all the time, the 2 not enough, on third one too. His stomach is not going to be full. So once that condition comes into you, then you will know all kinds of harm will take you. So once Nabi Karim said, the Sahaba Ikram, the jadu of the world is more effective than Harut and Marut jadu. You look in the Quran, Harut and Marut, that jadu of them is so severe, very effective, very, very effective. But the jadu of the world is more effective. More effective. So he told the Sahaba Ikram, be careful, beware, keep away from it. Keep away. That's why the purpose of the Sahaba is of the Anbiya Ikram to come in this world and discover like that is to bring us to prepare us for the hereafter. Stay in the world but prepare for the hereafter. Once Nabi Karim was walking with the Sahabas and there he saw some all kind of corpses on the floor, some skulls, some skeletons, some this, some clothing, some all kind of trash cut there. He looked at it and said, look, this is what, you see that skull there? What kind of ambition these people had before when they were in this world? all kinds of nations. I'll become this, I'll become that, I'll become a lawyer, I'll become a king, I'll become rulers of kingdom. The outcome is this. The outcome is this. This is the outcome. Look at that wonderful, that all that skull, that bones that's kept there. The wonderful food that we're eating. The outcome of it is this. Nabi comes and says, this outcome is this. The clothing is all the theft that's on. He said, this thin clothing in the world, you are wearing the clothing to show off. Show to everyone this kind of clothing, what beautiful clothing you are wearing. This is the outcome of this. So all the things that you are doing in the world, the outcome is this, that it ended in this way. So this is the real reality of the world, Nabi comes says, the reality of the world. The world is a bazaar of the sin, the sins of bazaar. You can make it whatever you want. Whoever wants to love the world to accept that, accept it. You must know that the world is the world of the bazaar of the sin. Now you have to work towards making it become the bazaar of the hereafter. It's left to you how you make it. If you have anything halal and keep it from haram, then that becomes automatic haram. But know that if a person wants to lose the world, he rather lose it, but do not lose the year. Do not lose the year. However, once, how do you come to know that, you know, my husband was saying, how do you come to know, do you have loved the world in the heart or not? When it comes to the salah time, you are very busy in a business, no matter how busy you are. When the Salah Adhan takes place, what are you going to do? If you leave your business and go to make Salah, that means your love for Allah is more than the Salah. But if you continue with your business and forget the word of Allah, Ta'ala, then you must know the love of the world is more stronger than it. Today is like this. We sit in the meetings, no matter how important the meeting is, but when it comes to Salah, what are you supposed to do? You have to put stop to everything. I have to read my salah. Excuse me. Because why? When you get nature's call, what happens to you? No matter how busy it is, or what big meeting you got with that person, no matter what busy business, the biggest business you have with that person, but you've got a nature's call, what happens? Say, Mota, please hold on. Then Allah's call. Allah's call. Your love will be known when a time when you're faced with this kind of situations, where you come to realize that you've got true love for Allah. True love. Once Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, he Nabi was walking with him and told him this much. That, oh Abu Hurairah, you see, the time will come when you find, or told the Sahaba Ikram, when they came, the lot of booties came to Madinah to Munawwara. It was the early part of the Namaz time. They read Namaz in a very big crowd. And he told them, you know, you know that a lot of booties came now. He said, yes, a lot of booties came. He said, remember, I'm not fearing your poverty. I'm not fearing your poverty. I'm fearing that the booty would lead you to that extent that the nation before us. How they have turned away from Allah, away from Allah Ta'ala. This booty said, oh, to turn away from Allah, make you turn away from Allah. So that was the scare, that was fear that Allah Ta'ala even had all the time, that this is the fear that I have. On the dunya, he said, very nice, he said, Allah, this may have been enough to quite a rope here, uska thikana jannat. That's why when a nafs will take something, you must make sure you hold your nafs against you, not do. For example, I say, you got everything of the best in this world. What were you supposed to do? You're supposed to be shukr to Allah. But instead of that, what are you doing? You're saying, no, I want this, I want that, or that. When you begin to do that, see, that's why the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of the world, you know, this kind, that take the love of the world out of it. وَمَا هَذِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبٌ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that the world is like an entertainment. You know, when you go to see a soccer match, you go to see a cricket match, you go see the cricket match for 1-2 hours, you're getting very, very carried away. And then after that, you died. Likewise, within this world also, you get carried away and you died after that. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, مَا هَذَا الْحَيَةُ لِلَّهُ لَهُمْ وَلَعِيمُ. He said like that. So why don't we also treat this world like this also? Why are we fighting one another? Why are we taking and usurping the rights of others because of that land? No, it took it away. No, it doesn't belong to you. Why? What's the reason? It's because the love of the world. Why is it not worth the halal and haram? It's the love of the world. I must make business no matter how much business I make, but it's halal and haram. Everything becomes, it will come to realize in the love of the world. You got love of the world is the most difficult thing, most dangerous thing. And you must remember one thing, it is Shaitan who comes in between and not coming to you to try to impose upon you that, never mind, do it one time, then forget about it. You got this haram, taking it, do it one time. And once you do it one time, you know it's going to do all the time. Do it all the time. The love of the world, that is the root of all sickness. All sickness you can think about. And remember, one haram thing goes in the stomach, then this is a reservoir. The stomach is a reservoir. You take one haram, you're going to just drop one haram in your stomach. Day after, you see haram. You hear haram, you talk haram, everything is haram. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, that the world is something that you must think. Make sure it will become like the Sahaba Ikram. Allah Ta'ala does not say you must eat, you must not eat good food. Allah Ta'ala says you must eat the best food. Allah Ta'ala says drink everything the best, wear the best. But the love of the world will not creep into you. And Allah, some people say, you know what, how can we take the love of the world out of our hearts? No one says we must take love of the hearts. Allah says, أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Everyone got love. That love will remain in you. It must remain in you. All kind of love will remain on you. The love of the building will remain on you too. The love of the children will remain on you. The love of your wife will remain on you. Love of everyone remain on you. أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. But it will not be more beloved. More beloved than Allah and Rasulullah and Jihadi Sabilillah. Allah Ta'ala made it so clear to us. But men will say, you know, how can I take the love out of my heart? The love will remain. If you do not have the love, how will you fulfill the rights of the wife? If you do not have the love, how will you fulfill the rights of the children? You have the love of the wife, will you then? If the love must be there, but not be more beloved than Allah and Rasulullah and Jihadi Sabilillah. Now, Jihadi Sabilillah, what it means here? Jihad in Sabilillah means that you must make hijrat of your nafs. Make hijrat of your nafs. You can know hijrat now is. Hijrat of the nafs means your nafs tell you, do something with the love of Allah. The love of the world allows you to do that. You may choose not to it. In other words, making jihad in Sabilillah in that way. You know, Hadim Dadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, one person wrote to the Hazrat, I want to come to Makkah to make hijrah. And that time the condition was not very, very good. So he wrote to them, Is what ye hijrat ki zarurat nahi hai. Wo dusri hijrat ko kar lo. And what is your dusri hijrat? That you can take from inside yourself the jealousy that you have in you. Take inside from the greed that you have in you. That's all hijrat we call that. Take inside from you that you got pride in you as they work toward that hijrah. So likewise, you have to say, أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That more beloved, you have the love of the world, but it will not be more beloved than Allah, nor more beloved than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And jihad is sabilillah. Jihad is sabilillah means this much, that you are jihad all the time. You are jihad all the time. That's why Nabi Karim told you, that now you have come out from a big disciple, big group. From a small jihad to a big jihad. So in your self you have the jihad, that you make it jihad, making sure that you don't have pride in you, you don't have animosity for anyone, you don't have anger in you, you don't have hate for anyone, but you have sabr and all the rest of it. That's what you call jihad. So make dua to Allah, but the love of the world must come out of us. The love of the world has brought about the brothers and the sisters not talking to one. The love of the world has brought that they're going to court today. You can tell them, explain to them, please do not do that, they're not going to accept it. This is what we are now trying to work towards. Brothers and sisters not talking to others for that reason. And the fathers and children, that for the children's sake too, sometimes they go against the law of Allah, but the love of the world. Everything that you are doing today is because of the love of the world. So we are, even the business also you open to. The love of the world. You do not have to open a business at all. But you need that business now. What are you doing it for? You have one business, it's giving you enough money. Now let me open another 10 businesses too. You don't have the means, but let me use the banks. Because the reason let me use this kind of thing, that kind of thing, they're still using all kind of business to open all kind of banks. Now tell me, what are you doing? What's the reason for you to do? If you have that one business that's serving you all the time, what is necessary to be the other business? The reason for not opening other business is the love of the world. That's the only reason. And remember one thing, Allah Ta'ala is a provider. You are not the provider. Allah Ta'ala is a provider. You have one business too, but that halal, Allah will give you two. But you have 10 business that haram, Allah will give you two. Allah Ta'ala humari hifazat karna, aur dil tumhe duniya ki muhabbat dur kar de. In that way, the muhabbat will not go away. But in short, it must not be more beloved than Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah. Wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا أمورنا واغفر لنا إنك العفو الشديد. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمة الله.